I hear what you're saying. Thank you for turning me up. Good morning again, guys. I'm not going to keep you long. I know we have some great testimonies this morning, but I want to share the word with you today because the word is so good. Amen. Stand this morning, turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17. I want to talk about prayer this morning. Prayer. You know, you're supposed to pray. You realize that? But we have a different concept of prayer now that we're in the new covenant versus the old covenant. Yet many people are still praying after the old covenant instead of the new covenant. And we want to make sure that we're not patterning our prayer after an old covenant concept when it's new. Amen? Look what Paul said. Therefore, if anyone, turn to somebody and say, you're an anyone. If anyone is where?
In Christ.
Where?
In Christ.
If anyone is in Christ. In Christ, they are what? A brand spanking new creation. New creation. What happened? Old things have passed away. All things have become what?
New.
All things. Old things. Old things have passed away. Your old nature is dead. In Jesus. Amen. You have a brand new spirit man. Your spirit man is alive and perfect in Christ. Everything God has for you has been deposited within your spirit. Old things have passed away. You're not dying. You are dead in Jesus. Your old man is dead and your new man is alive to God. Amen. Hold up your Bible. Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody and say, find yourself. Find yourself. Amen. What am I lost? I pray you're not lost. I pray you know who you are in Jesus. The greatest revelation anyone can have as a believer is when they find who they are in Christ. The greatest revelation you'll ever have as a believer is finding who you are in Jesus. Because unless you identify with who you are in Christ, you'll keep going around and battling the same old habits. You'll be battling the same old lifestyle. You'll be battling the same thought pattern. You'll harbor unforgiveness in your heart. You know, Betsy said something kind of incredible this morning in what she was saying because she didn't know what I was going to speak about. And I'm talking about prayer. I want to get to prayer, but I had to go here this morning. And one of the things I want to share with you this morning is she said, you know, these children, we went up to the Village of Transformation, which is just, we've built like 8 or 9 orphanage homes, have a soccer field there, we've added on to a daycare. All of this is done through what the company I work for. We're right now building a house for missionaries on the property to come and stay and to lodge. We're doing several things. But one of the things that she said, you know, these children were orphans. And all of a sudden, they were adopted into the family. And when they came to the family, everything changed. And then she said, I believe I'm quoting you right, said they were playing and they were so free. And I thought, wow, that is it. We have come to the family. To Jesus has adopted us. Amen. We're no longer foreigners or strangers to the covenant of God. We are brand new, and we are to be free in our spirit, soul, and body. Amen. And so what happens when people are not identifying themselves with who they are, they're still hung up on their past, and they can't get past their past. There's people that are 40 and 50 years old that are still 17. Really, because they've never got to the full place. Now, you know what? Maybe you grew up in a great family. Maybe your family was just the ideal family, you know, the Cunninghams. Anybody remember the Cunninghams? Richie, Remember growing up in that family and, you know, mom and pop Cunningham and all that. Maybe you had a great family experience. Good for you. Hallelujah. What a blessing it is. You know, we tried to give our children a good family experience. It wasn't always perfect, and I didn't get it always right, but I tried to really give them a good family. You know what I would have done more? I would have taken more vacation. I'd have taken them to more places if I could and just did more things with my family. Because, you know, I spent so much time in ministry, I neglected my family a lot, and that's not right. So you forgive me, Kay, because I love you, and I'll tell you what, if I had to do it all over again, I can't do it all over again, but have kids, and I'll take them on vacation. Amen. And leave you and Andrew at home. So, amen. No, you can come too. So we'll do a family thing, right? So, awesome. So it's just great. But what I'm trying to say is I didn't grow up in a perfect family. My family was messed up. I mean, big time. All kinds of stuff went on in my family. You know, my dad thought a belt was the coat hanger, and the coat hanger was the best thing to use on my rear end and legs and all types of things. And, you know, I got hit, I got whipped, I got, you know, all types of stuff, you know. And I believe it's okay to add, you know, corporal punishment to a child when you're not mad at them. Never out of anger. Never out of anger. But you teach them, and God gave you a place on their anatomy to teach them, right? And you don't have to do it hard. But it's okay. I believe it's okay. Now, that's my philosophy. You may have a different one, but, you know, the Bible says spare the rod, spoil the child. I just kind of, you know, but I really believe you need to raise your children in grace anymore. There's a lot of grace that we put in there, right? Y'all hear what I'm saying? Y'all hear what I'm saying, right? Not talking about nowhere near abuse, nothing like that. But we grew up in a very difficult, challenging situations. But I'm telling you, in Christ, I have been able to release all of that stuff because Christ released it. Christ has already forgiven my parents. It's a done deal. I didn't know that until I found my identity in Christ and knew who I was. It's already done. It's already forgotten. They're forgiven. It's behind me. I don't even have to associate with that anymore. I don't even think about that. I don't even like bringing it up. It's a done deal. God forgave them. And because God forgave them, I have released it. It's all done. Amen. And when you start identifying yourself, you start living free in Jesus. You're not bound. You're not hung up. You are free. Look at Romans, what the Bible says in Romans. And I love this scripture. Look over in Romans chapter 8 and verse 15. Romans 8, 15. Amen. This is so good, guys. Are you here this morning? Are you here? For you did not receive the spirit of bondage. You did not receive the spirit of bondage. Your soulish rim will bind you up unless you find your identity in Christ. Your soulish rim, your mind, your will, your emotions, all those things will bind you up and form your personality unless you find your true identity in Christ and what Christ has done for you and how free you are, how forgiven you are, how loved you are. Hallelujah. How joyous it is to serve the Lord. It's not a labor. It's not a hardship. He's not mad at you. He's madly in love with you. Amen. And you start seeing yourself in Christ, totally forgiven, totally set free, totally over your hang-ups. Whoa. Amen. And hang-outs, totally over all that stuff, man. You are so free in Christ. Amen. Jesus said, I've come to set you free. You will know the truth. When you know the truth of your identity, when you know who you are in Christ, you are set free from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, inside out. Amen. And there's so much joy. You're not under the law anymore. You're not under condemnation anymore. You're not under guilt anymore. No, you are free in Jesus. Praise God. You're out there playing on the playground like the kids are. I'm adopted in the family. I got a mom and daddy that love me. I got a good, good father. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. I am loved by you. That's who I am. Hallelujah. It's who I am. Praise God. And when you find out who you are, amen, Whoa, you talk about living in the power of the Spirit. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, going back under the law of condemnation, and God's out to get me. You know, most people's theology is so messed up because they blame everything on God that he's out to get them, and it's an act of God, and God did this, and God did that, and oh, God made me this way, and God made me that way, and all this terrible theology out there messing people up. Religion will mess your mind up. Even in Pentecostal, there's so much religion. And it will mess your mind up. It'll get you over to the avenue of works and effort and everything on your own instead of pointing it to Jesus. It's all about Jesus, folks. It's not about us. It's all, even us serving there, it wasn't about us. It was all about Jesus. Amen. It's all about Jesus. Y'all here this morning? Yeah. Woo! Praise God. But you received the Spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Daddy. You go to Jerusalem, you go around, and the little kids are on the playground there, they'll be saying, Abba, 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 Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. Well, my girls never called me Father. I don't think I ever heard them say Father. Father Steve? I would like, who are you, girl? What you talking about? They call me Dad, and then when they really wanted something, they call me Daddy. It's like, Daddy? I say, yeah, baby. What you need? Daddy, Daddy. It still works, doesn't it, Kay? Amen. Daddy, amen. It still works. Amen. That's amazing, you know? And it's true, and that's who you are. That's the relationship God has with you. And when you're in that position of such confidence, see, religion has tried to keep you away from that position and try to control you. But when you come into that position of confidence and your identity is so founded in Christ and you know you are so loved by him, you say to that mountain, you move. You've got. And let me talk about prayer. I used to think I had to spend hours in agonizing prayer. I wore myself out, Jeff. Hours pleading with God. Hours. God, move. Oh, God, send revival. Oh, God. Oh, 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 God. Oh, oh, God. Oh, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, 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 God. Where all night long, prayer meetings, all that's the most powerful, listen to this, the most powerful prayers are those who know their confidence in Christ and are the shortest prayers. Why? Because you have so much confidence that God loves you so much that you know he's going to answer what and already has already done what he's done. So the only thing you have to do is just speak it forth. Amen. Amen. Give me an example. Jesus was standing before Lazarus. Lazarus had died, dead. You know, in fact, he already stinketh, Lord. You know, already stinketh in the tomb, stone there. Jesus said this to the Father. He said, Father, I thank you because I know you always hear me. Lord, I thank you. You can look up and think John 11 it is. Lord, I thank you because you always hear me. How long did that take to pray that prayer? How long did it take? How long was it? Lord, I thank you. Can you find that scripture, brother? Lord, I thank you. I think it's in John 11 there. Lord, I thank you because you always hear me. Whoa, how come he was able to say that? Because he knew who he was. He was the Son of God. Amen. And then what did he say? After that, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he commanded. It was the prayer of faith and the command that got the results. Wow. Did you find it, brother? Anybody find it out there? I'm just kind of, just came to my heart, just wanted to share with it. 1140, 41. Put it up here a second. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have. Now that's a confident prayer. He said that even before he spoke the word. Lord, you've already heard me. Amen. Look at this. Praise God. And I know that you always hear me. Wow, why could he say that? Because he knew who he was. You need to know who you are. Forget that past. Get into the new. Amen. Forget them hang-ups and who doesn't like you and who's out to get you. And my mama did this and my daddy was that and my auntie was that. Oh, my gosh. No, forget about it. Forget about it. You are new in Christ. And when you know who you are, you can say, hey, I know you hear me because of the people who are standing by. I said this that they may believe that you sent me. Short prayer. Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Wow, a command. A prayer and a command. A prayer and a command of faith. A prayer and a command of faith. The Bible says the effective, fervent prayer, I think we're over in James 5, 16, 17, the effective, fervent prayer of a what? Of a what? Of a righteous man. Most people don't think they're righteous. They do not think, they think that, I am far from right, I'm far from that. They don't think they're right. And if the enemy can just pull that over on you, your prayer isn't going anywhere. But if you know that you are totally forgiven yesterday, today, and forever because the blood of Christ, sin is no longer a problem and sin is no longer an issue. Jesus took care of every sin of the world when he died on the cross, including yours. Amen. And it is forgiven under the blood of Christ. You are the righteousness of God. Those that receive the gift of righteousness and abundance of grace will what? Reign in life. You'll be like them kids out there on the playground because now you got a mom and daddy. You're not worried about where your next meal is going to come from because you have a Jehovah Jireh that's going to provide for you. You're not going to worry about getting sick because you have the great physician abiding within you. You're not going to have to worry about being poor any longer or lonely any longer because he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Wow, you talking about walking in confidence and walking into that job in the morning saying, this is who I am because I am loved by him. Praise God Almighty. Amen. Somebody give him some praise this morning. Amen. Praise God. Wow, you don't have to be hung up on your hang-ups anymore. Get rid of your hang-ups. Amen. Know who you are in Christ. Begin to discover that relationship that he died for you. Amen. That he loves you that much. Prayer, man, is that releasing of that word of God, communicating with that word of God, and coming into agreement with the word of God. That's what prayer is. It's I come into agreement with what you said in your word, and now, God, I thank you for what you said. Amen. Prayer is not hard. It's not laborious. No. Amen. It should be something that we're doing on an ongoing basis. That's why the Bible says we pray without ceasing. So I come into agreement with the Word. And what the Word says, that's what I pray. And what I pray, I believe. And he says, if you ask anything according to my will, I might do it. It's a possibility. If you pray long enough, if you get in just the right position, if you know, amen. You know, no, he says, I will do it. He said, all the promises in him are yes and someday. No, he said, all the promises in him are yes. It's just yes and amen. So when we're praying, we are praying the word. Get the word and pray the word. Because when you pray the word, you're praying the will. Amen. And you pray the word. Thank you, Father. By your stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. I give you glory today. This pain has no authority over this blood-bought body. Thank you, Jesus, in the name of Christ. I thank you. I'm whole in every way. Diabetes may run in my family, but it doesn't run in your family, Lord. And now I'm adopted in your family. My dad may have died at 46, but oh, God, no, Lord, long life you have promised me. Amen. I'm going to live in long and be strong. Hallelujah. 120, here I come. I saw a man yesterday run a 100-yard dash, and he was 104 years old. 104! Running a 100-yard dash. You're 30, and oh, God, I could barely make it. Oh, Jesus, I can't do this. Betsy got out yesterday at the airport. I said, come on, Betsy, let's run. Let's do it. Let's go. Come on, Betsy. You know, because she runs. We've been traveling all day long. It's like, come on, let's do it. Oh, God, I'm 40. I don't think I can make it any longer. Help me, oh, Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. Oh, my gosh. Get up and do something. Do something. Amen. Be active. Your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you realize that? Take care of the temple. Amen. It's the only temple you got. Hello? Here on this earth. Take care of it. Do something with it. Praise God. Amen. You are the healed of the Lord. You're not trying to get healed. Hello? We're not fighting for victory. That's what I used to think. Oh, God, I got to get the victory here. Lord, I need the victory. Oh, just give us a breakthrough. Jesus already broke through. He already broke through. Church is just thinking, oh, got to show up and get a breakthrough today. I used to think I had to preach to get a breakthrough. Jesus already broke through. Amen. It's all done. Amen. Man, if we can just get a breakthrough, everything will be all right. Oh, help us, Lord, get that breakthrough. He broke through already. You just receive what he's done. Man, it's just, we make things so hard, church. We just try so hard, and God is so good. God says, I want to give you a breakthrough more than you want a breakthrough. I already broke through. I sent my son. And the Bible says the veil was rent in twain. I broke through the veil that you may go into the Holy of Holies and have fellowship with me. Whoa, praise God. Behind the veil. Behind the veil, man. Just in the presence of God. Only where the high priest would go once a year. God has sent you and I in the Spirit, and we are behind the veil worshiping with Jesus. Amen. The Ark of the Covenant with the cherub and the mercy seat. And the law was placed underneath in the Ark of the Covenant. Mercy always triumphs over the law. Wow, and the blood was sprinkled on the mercy seat. The blood covers everything. Turn to somebody and say, you're covered. You're not like Allstate, baby. You're fully covered. Amen. You're not partially covered. You're fully covered. You're not like when you think you go to the doctor and they give you one of those robes. No, you're fully covered. Amen. You are fully covered in Jesus. Amen. What's up with that? Huh? Amen. You guys can't afford enough to get me a full robe? Like, I'm not paying you enough to get a full. What's up with that? God's got you covered. And you got to start understanding. Church, if you don't understand who you are, the devil will blow you away. He'll blow you away. He'll blow you here and blow you there. You'll be a man that, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So if you don't find out who you are, you're like that sea going back up and down and in and out and all over the place. But when you start understanding and realizing what Jesus has done for you and the power of grace working in your life, hallelujah, and you receive the abundance of grace, he said abundance of grace. You got to receive the abundance. Why? Because you need it. So do I. The abundance of grace. Oh, my gosh. The abundance of grace. It just frees you up. And the gift of righteousness. Those two things are some of the most powerful tools against the enemy. And when you receive both of those things, you walk in such confidence in God. You know you are favored of God. Amen. You know that your prayers are always answered. Always answered. Amen. Always answered. Because he said, every promise in me is yes and amen. Done deal. Done deal. I was telling them down there, you know, anymore, man, it's just like, I just walk, I just believe it's done. I just thank God, it's done. Praise God. Already done. Something's done. You don't have to work for any longer. Amen. I am not even through where I'm going to, but I'm gonna stop there. But I want to tell you this morning, find out who you are in Jesus. Get the identity of Christ within your spirit, man, in your mind. Amen. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on that whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against those evil times, man. And having done all, stand. Amen. Stand. Be strong. You know who you are. The confidence of God gives you the power to stand. Not fold up like a $2 suitcase. Hello? Stand up this morning. Praise God. Woo! Amen. God is good, right? Did we take an offering today? We did, didn't we? I got a check laying up here. Hallelujah. We can do it again. Praise God. It's awesome. I love to give. I mean, I kept asking, Holly, you got any more money? I know who to go to when I'm down there, you know. Baby, you got any more money on you? Sweetheart, I got to give some more money here. Lord, I got to bless somebody. I got to bless this one. I got to bless that one. And we were just blessing. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. Hallelujah. Man, we took an offering for our little guide, Alex, and he was wonderful, and little Maria, and we were able to give them an offering out of our group, and it was so much fun. I was like, oh, this is great. Amen. Man, when you know who you are in Christ, it is fun. It is fun. Serving Jesus is not laborious. It is fun. Turn to somebody and say, it's fun. Turn to somebody and say, are you having fun yet? Say, are you having fun yet? Now, you know, some of us grew up in religion and we don't know how to have fun. We used to go to church. I didn't think church was fun. I thought church was a place you go to get beat up. Straighten up. You're living wrong. You're doing wrong. Only thing I heard about all the wrong I did. Never heard about anything the good that Jesus did too much. It was all the wrong I was doing. You're doing this wrong. You can't wear that. Can't have your hair too long back in the day. That was a big thing. Remember that? Big thing for guys. Can't have your hair long. Your Bible teaches not to have long hair. And I thought, well, I think Jesus had long hair. Yeah, he probably had a beard too, because it said they plucked. Whoa, what's going on here? Religion kill you. But you are free in Jesus. Turn to somebody and say, in Jesus, you are free. Say, all things have passed away. All things have become new. You are a new species, brand new in Jesus. Loved. Turn to somebody and say, so loved. So loved. Say, so forgiven. Say, your daddy's forgiven. Your mama's forgiven. Your granny's forgiven. You are forgiven. Say, you are a child of the King. Raise up your hands this morning. Father, thank you today for the word of God, for these great testimonies today. Lord, these people are so loved, and we thank you for the anointing in this place. Sets everyone free. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Spirit of God that's with us today. Lord, if people do not know who they are, today may they find that identity in Christ. May they know who they are. Lord, without a shadow of doubt, Lord, there's no more timid people among us, God. But Lord, they're strong in you. They're confident in you. They walk in your favor. They walk in your grace. They're full of your love. Amen. Full of your love. In Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, he's a good, good father. And you are loved. Shake hands with five people this morning. Tell them they're loved today. Amen.